This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with David Cohn, the former Major League pitcher who's now a Yes Network commentator, seen nationwide. But first, Jon Stewart kicked Seth Rollins square in the you-know-what in a totally for-real scene from the WWE Raw. Rollins was doing The Daily Show after telling Stewart he could do it better, then Stewart showed up and dissed him. After getting insulted, Rollins came after Stewart in the ring, and Stewart kicked him in the groin. The kick came after weeks of back-and-forth verbal attacks between The Daily Show's Jon Stewart and WWE superstar Seth Rollins. No word on whether Rollins suffered any permanent damage. Heavy Facebook users can experience envy, which can ultimately lead to extreme sadness and depression. Researchers surveyed 736 college students and found if you stalk friends on Facebook and realize your life doesn't measure up to theirs, then you feel bad about yourself. One of the researchers says the depression link isn't limited to college-age people because Facebook has become a huge part of so many people's lives. The professor is middle-aged and says, "I've come to the conclusion that Facebook is a lifestyle magazine featuring my friends who are doing better than me." Los Angeles Lakers guard Nick Young threatened ESPN anchor Robert Flores after he dissed girlfriend Iggy Azalea. Flores said that Azalea was trying to kill hip-hop on SportsCenter this week. Young wasn't happy with the comment and took to Twitter to slam Flores, saying the two now have a problem, and he's pretty sure the two will run into each other very soon. Meanwhile, former Boston Red Sox and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Curt Schilling is firing back at cyberbullies who posted offensive and sexually explicit comments about his daughter on Twitter. The 48-year-old ESPN analyst shared a tweet about his 17-year-old daughter, Gabby, who's a pitcher for a college softball team, but the post got crude sexual replies. He named two of the pervs, including one who was suspended from his community college job because of what he put on Twitter. Schilling wrote a blog post on Sunday commenting on the evil tweets that mentioned rape and other vulgar and defiling words. An Illinois car museum is offering up its exhibit of a 1981 DeLorean complete with a flux capacitor to one lucky visitor if the Chicago Cubs win the World Series this year. The Volo Auto Museum's publicity stunt is a nod to the 1989 Back to the Future Part 2, which predicted that the curse against the team would end in 2015. The car is fully functional, and it's worth about $85,000. Museum visitors can enter to win the car between March 21st and whenever the Cubs are out or until they win it all. David Cohn is a former pitcher in the major leagues, a five-time World Series champ, a Cy Young Award winner, and Mr. Perfect Game. Now he's an announcer on the Yankees Yes Network, seen nationwide. I caught up with David at a fundraiser for New Jersey fire victims.
Well, sometimes, Mike, as you know, the best charity events are the ones that are quick. They happen quickly because there's a big need, and obviously the need is displaced people from the tremendous fire in Edgewater, New Jersey. And of course, John Sterling, too. He's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, and he doesn't want any of the money raised here tonight. He said there are other people that did a lot worse than he did. So
it's true. John's a humble guy, and he really did this for his fellow neighbors. And there's a lot of less fortunate neighbors that lost everything. And John lost a lot, too. Lost his World Series rings, his whole life. When people are in a fire like that, it's nice that they're healthy, that nobody got hurt, but they lost their whole life, their family, memorabilia, their pitchers, everything.
All right, you're getting ready for another year on the Yes Network, right? You're looking forward to 2015?
I am looking forward to it. I feel like every year I enjoy the game more because I don't have to pitch. So it's a lot easier to talk about it than it is to do it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this year. I think the Yankees are going to be better than people think.
And who do you predict is going to end up in the World Series? Any idea?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I mean, it seems like the West Coast is on top right now. The Dodgers, even the Angels, even though they got knocked out in the playoffs, they still had the best record in the American League. San Diego's making a move this year with a lot of offseason moves. The East Coast needs to catch up. The West Coast is on top right now.
All right, David, always good to see you. I know that if there's a charity event, you'd always be there.
Yeah, and you too, Mike. I know you're always there too. It's a pleasure to see you and talk to you.
I'm also on Twitter. I'm at MikeBennett11. Nothing crude from my Twitter account. And with David Cohn, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn. For years, researchers thought a promotion made a person healthier by boosting their self-esteem and sense of control.
But a study at the University of Warwick found that people who get promoted have 10% more mental strain on average.
And they're 20% less likely to go to the doctor. The researchers suggest it's because more responsibilities mean less free time.
Our culture tells us we're supposed to move up, but there's more than one way to do it. One person may choose to move into management. Another one masters a craft and becomes known for it. That's moving up too.
It's tempting to just look at the money and status a promotion brings, but approaching it holistically leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Over the last month, gasoline prices across America seem to be undergoing a tug of war, perhaps unrelated to consumer demand. One possible reason for the quarter a gallon rise. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Gas stations near the ABM compound went up a quarter from the low of $1.99. We want to know why. One reason for the blip to the upside in gas has been a group of wealthy investors who've rented huge oil barges and filled them with cheap oil, creating artificial demand, tugging gas higher yet, a series of strikes at oil refineries. Some economists feel gas could eventually reach a buck a gallon. Others say it's back to the upside with $3. If anybody says they know for sure, they're delusional or crazy. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.